For example, Pierre, okay, these are here. Today's date is 12/26/2022. Dictation is for Sarah Godoy. Godoy. Godoy spelled G-O-D-O-Y. Sarah spells S-A-R-A. Date of birth is 02/20/2020. A 2-year-old child here. A follow-up from ER period. Next paragraph. Child is accompanied by mom, who states that she was seen in the emergency room and diagnosed with febrile illness and was advised, was given some antibiotics. In IM, I was advised to come here for follow-up for more antibiotics, IM period. Mom said that child spiked a fever today at 104. She gave her Tylenol this morning about 6 o'clock and didn't give her anything else, period. Next paragraph, she said child is drinking okay, but is not eating like she usually does, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Is none, past surgical history. Is none, social history. Denies secondhand smoke exposure. The next paragraph, vaccination status. Shots are up to date. Next paragraph, medication. None. Next paragraph, allergies. None. Next paragraph, family history. None. Next paragraph, review systems. Mom denies vomiting, diarrhea. She said child's activities decrease, however, only when her temperature is elevated. However, when she gives her motion, temperature goes down, child activities back to baseline, period. Next line, mom reports green discharge from nose. Next line, she denies stiff neck. Next paragraph. Physical exam. The child is alert, oriented, interactive, playful. She cries appropriately and is easily comforted, period. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air, blood pressure 147, pulse 18, respiration pulse 147, respiration 18, temperature 104.1. Repeat, the child was given Tylenol, 6 mils, and repeat temperature. Approximately half an hour to 45 minutes later, child's temperature was 101. And then about approximately 20 minutes later, our temperature is 98.9, period. Next paragraph. Nose congested, green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph. Face, no facial edema or erythema. Next paragraph. Throat, no edema, no erythema. Uvula is midline and mobile, no exudates. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, no palpable or tendon nodes, period. Next paragraph, ear, normal light reflex, no erythematous or dull TM. Tracheal tug is negative. External ear canal is without erythema, edema, or tendinitis to palpation, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Patient's mildly tachycardic at 147. At our age, our normal pulse should be... should be 2. A normal pulse at our age, H2. H2 or normal pulse should be between 70 and 110 beats per minute. Considering a fever of 104.1, and this is expected, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert, sensory motor functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is cough. Number two, bronchitis. Number three, febrile illness. Number four, acute rhinitis. Next paragraph. Patient was given in the clinic. She received the following medication. Tylenol, 165 mils. She received 6 mils. Next medication, Rocephin, 500 milligrams IM. Her repeat temperature is 101.0 and 98.9, respectively, approximately 20 to 30 minutes apart, period. In a clinic, child was given a popsicle, no, correction, a lollipop, which she tolerated well with no difficulty. She has had no vomiting or diarrhea while in the clinic period. She has moist mucous membranes. Mom is comfortable with my discharge plans. She was strongly encouraged to give child Motrin and Tylenol wake-based. She was educated on the normal dosage of or Tylenol and Motrin, period. Next paragraph. Mom is encouraged to increase fluids to come back to clinic if worse. Go to nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.